Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Good afternoon, good morning, or good evening wherever you are in the world. My name is Jake Smith, and welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. Today I'm joined by one of the smartest people in the industry, Klaus Jorgensen from Microsoft. Klaus, you want to say hi to our audience?
Certainly, and thank you. That was very nice of you. My name is Klaus Jorgensen. I'm a principal program manager here at Microsoft. Over the last 5 years, I've been working on a feature called Stored Spaces Direct, which is part of shipped in Windows Server 2016.
So when we first met, we began talking about the transition to non-volatile memory and what it meant for the industry. Can you talk a little bit about the relationship that we've had as two companies working together to deliver these great new solutions?
As part of the Stored Spaces Direct development, we've had great collaboration, Intel and Microsoft, especially around enabling flash storage in our configurations. So one of the interesting outcomes of this was that when we studied the, hey, should we use SATA SSDs or NVMe SSDs, we did a really deep dive into not only the technical differences and interface differences, but also the value that customers could derive from these devices compared to the pricing that would pay for them. And that really showed while flash storage, as in SATA SSDs, can provide great performance, you could actually realize that even better when these devices are connected through NVMe interfaces, in that the amount of IOPS you can get out of a device like that is insanely much better with the NVMe storage than it is with SATA SSDs. So that's one angle. And then not too long ago, Intel launched the Intel Optane devices, and we did another round of collaboration there showing the further reduction in I/O latency that you could actually realize in a system like this just through the next generation of NVMe devices like Optane.
Well, we're certainly excited about Optane, and thanks for your kind words. Can you talk a little bit about how AVX and integrated Ethernet are taking advantage of some of the features that are built into Windows Server 2016?
Yes, certainly. If you have been following Stored Spaces Direct, you know that we certainly take advantage of RDMA networking technologies, RDMA being remote direct memory access. It's something that we have demonstrated a few times significantly reduces the latency to storage devices, which is super important as these devices themselves become with lower and lower latencies, such as Optane and future technologies will provide even lower latencies. So in order for us to take advantage of the device latency, we need to make sure that we have a great network with very low latency. And RDMA is a key enabler in that area. But not only does it provide lower latency, it also means that the CPU is a little less involved in sending data over the network, which in terms means that we can send a massive amount of data over the network and still have CPU cycles for the actual workload. So with Intel bringing RDMA-enabled networking to the market, making it even more mainstream is a big boon for us in terms of our success in the market.
Can you talk a little bit about the Windows Server software-defined program? I know it's launching soon. We've been actively engaged with you and your team. We're super excited, but can you tell our listeners a little bit more about the program?
No, absolutely. If you think about things like our Microsoft Stored Spaces Direct and our software-defined network and Hyper-V, et cetera, what you're really looking at is software-defined data centers, right? Now, if you are trying to put together a software-defined data center, you probably should not go and put a bunch of random hardware together in a configuration, put some software on it, and expect it to just work. There's actually a lot of work going into making sure you select the right components at every level, being the correct CPU for what you intend to do, the correct amount of memory and type of memory that you want to use, as well as the networking infrastructure that you put in place that is all balanced with the disk devices and or capacity devices that you put into a system like this. So what the Windows Server Software Defined Program is about is making it a way to take a industry standard components, put them into a configuration that is then validated significantly with our software to ensure that the outcome is a configuration that our customers can readily go by and have big confidence that that is going to work as a solution that they deploy.
So Klaus, there's some features or attributes that you've added to Windows Server 2016 and that are part of the WSSD program. My favorite is Live VM Migration. But there's another feature that's really cool. It's kind of breakthrough for Microsoft to introduce. Can you talk a little bit about the work you're doing there?
We talked about running virtual machines and these hyperconverged infrastructures for a while now. But the thing that is also happening is that containers are becoming more and more popular at our customers, both in the cloud and on-prem. So a container is effectively a more lightweight container to run software where you can instantiate these things really, really quickly and stand them up, tear them down, redeploy, et cetera. So they provide a lot more flexibility without necessarily carrying the burden of running an entire operating system inside a virtual machine. So what we're demonstrating with Windows Server 2016 is actually the ability to run a massive amount of containers on top of a Windows Server software-defined platform right on top of the same infrastructure that we also run virtual machines. So you can run the container one day on one node and then the next day on another node, and we have still continuous access to the storage behind it. So that's something we're very excited about, and we actually do a demo video of as part of the launch here.
Containers, VMs, live migration, container migration in real time. It's really breakthrough. Congratulations to your team. And so excited to work with you guys. The other thing that we announced today, and I'm pretty proud of this because you and I have been collaborating on this for some time now, is the Intel Select Solutions for Windows Server 2016. We believe the Select brand is the fastest path to infrastructure transformation, offering verified configurations that we worked very closely with Microsoft to deliver to reduce complexity and investment in the hardware evaluation. And we've added these performance benchmarks that we jointly have developed and continue to evolve. Can you talk a little bit about why you think Intel Select Solutions is important for the hyperconverged space?
These configurations and infrastructures, there's a lot of engineering going into getting them right in terms of the CPU constructs, the memory constructs, the networking storage constructs, et cetera, and standing it up. But not only that, it's also understanding, okay, given a given set of hardware, what can I actually expect from it? So bringing these packaged configurations for a given workload, let's say SQL Server or other, it makes it tremendously easy for consumers or customers to actually acquire these, know what they can do up front, actually have a reference for when they put them together that they can expect a certain level of performance out of them. It really makes it a lot easier to be a customer in that regard or a partner in that regard that you know you can deliver a specific configuration with an almost guaranteed output from it. That's very important for software-defined to become successful to do these things, to support it.
I really appreciate the work that our engineering teams continue to do together in the collaboration. One of the things that I did want to talk to you about is the All Flash Plus configuration. How can our listeners take advantage of some of these Plus and Base configurations that we are part of the Intel Select Solutions work that we've done together?
Specifically on the All Flash configurations. So the All Flash configurations, yes, it's about millions of IOPS, assuming you need that. But the other part of it is about a consistency of performance. Right. So when you have configurations that have some flash and some traditional rotational storage, you use the flash to accelerate the traditional storage. But if the amount of data that you work on actually exceeds what you have in your flash, well, guess what? That system will actually slow down to traditional storage. With all flash configuration, that is not the case because the all flash is going to deliver a predictable performance regardless of how big your working set is across all these devices. So not only is it higher performance, but it's also a more predictable outcome. And for many workloads, the response time is equally important to the actual IOPS.
How do our listeners find out more about Windows Server 2016 and the Windows Server Software Defined program?
You can go to aka.ms/spacesdirect, and it'll take you right to the homepage where all the information is available.
All right. Thank you, Klaus. Certainly appreciate you and your team. I wish our listeners to reach out to you. They can find you on Twitter, I understand, at Klaus, J-O-R. Listeners who are joining us, we wish you a very good morning, very good afternoon, or very good evening, wherever you are in the world. My name is Jake Smith. This has been Chip Chat Conversations in the Cloud with Klaus Jorgensen from Microsoft. Thank you and have a great day.